USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee moves to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio believes Democrats are going after Barr due to his comments made a few weeks back regarding spying.
He said four very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon, term he used, upper echelon of the FBI. We all know that's the case.
A student at the STEM school Highland Ranch says the victim in yesterday's shooting was a hero. Nui Giasalo says Kendrick Costello attempted to tackle the gunman when he pulled the gun on his fellow classmates.
And that's when Kendrick lunged at him, and he shot Kendrick, giving all of us enough time to get underneath our desks, to get ourselves safe, and to run across the room to escape.
The gunman will be appearing in court later today. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Texas State Senate approves a bill that makes it harder to tear down Confederate monuments. The bill takes power away from local governments, which have recently moved to relocate the monuments. The monuments are viewed by many as tributes to the Confederacy. Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton spoke in support of the bill and claims it's about protecting history.
This legislation is tailored more towards removal, altering, and changing.
The Dallas City Council voted in 2018 to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee from a park, and the University of Texas in 2017 took down several statues of Lee and other Confederate figures. The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Priolu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote. Why did all of a sudden you got to be 21 to smoke?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
A one-day strike is set on Wednesday by Uber and Lyft drivers in major cities across the United States. Uber driver Kevin Ragu tells NBC News why he's striking.
Well, I'm going on strike because I want the Uber to sit and see what is the problem. They're the only one can fix it.
These passengers on how the strike will affect commutes.
It's going to be a hot mess because everybody around the world needs Ubers. It's going to be a nightmare.
More and more states want to do away with changing the clocks twice a year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
South Carolina is the latest state asking Congress to allow it to have daylight saving time all the time. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee approving a bill Tuesday saying the state's General Assembly plans to adopt year-round daylight saving time if the move is authorized by Congress. And about two dozen other states are considering or have already passed similar legislation. President Trump tweeting the day before the time changed in March that, quote, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. Some lawmakers have had concerns about kids going to school in the dark in the winter or of certain states being out of sync with their neighbors if they don't pass similar laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.